I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, greetings once again. This is Dr. Bill, and this is the DrBill.TV, the computer curmudgeon show. Too many names for the show. What are you going to do? Anyway, this is a special edition, not a regular edition by any stretch of the imagination. No, it is a special edition. And this special edition is all about Windows 10's attempt to take over the world. Actually, Microsoft's. It's their fault. I like saying it's their fault. As a matter of fact, it's their fault for, I don't know, global warming. Why not? You say, but Dr. Bill, I don't believe in global warming. Well, global cooling. I don't care. It's Microsoft's fault. As long as it's Microsoft's fault, we're good. How's that? I'm an equal opportunity alarmist. At any rate, so here's the thing. Microsoft wants everyone to go to Windows 10. Yes. And personally, I have. I know, you say, but Dr. Bill, you're ranting about Windows 10. Yes. But you know, Windows 10 is not so bad. It's actually okay, except for the interface. The interface sucks. It's terrible. I don't like it. So, I use ClassicShell.net. As it says there on the screen, ClassicShell.net fixes Windows 10's stupid interface. Tiliness. Ugh. I don't like it. So I replace it with ClassicShell.net. I encourage you to do the same thing. If you do that, it's really not so bad. But there are many people that just don't want Windows 10. And here's what Microsoft has done. This is the news. The evil empire has struck again. Now, when the little box comes up that says, do you want to do a Windows 10 upgrade? Guess what? If you click the little X in the corner to get rid of the stupid box, it does the upgrade. How stupid is that? Every other place, Windows will allow you to click the little X in the corner and it will get rid of whatever it is. It's like killing it, closing it, whatever. But not with the Windows 10 upgrade. Now when you click a little X, it goes ahead and does the upgrade. Because Microsoft wants you to go to Windows 10 or else. You're going to go to Windows 10, I tell you. So what if you never, ever, ever, ever want to go to Windows 10? You just want to stay with Windows 7 or 8 or whatever it is that floats your boat. Personally, for me, that would be Linux. Which, by the way, Linux Mint is coming out with a new version that is awesome. My good friend Stephen J. Nichols, Vaughn Nichols, Stephen J. Vaughn Nichols, who works for ZDNet, he wrote an article about how basically Linux Mint is the best desktop operating system bar none. Zero. It's the best. So, there's that. But, so you're happy with Windows 7, you want to stay with Windows 7, you got the stupid little icon down in the tray that says, come on, don't you want to upgrade to Windows 10? But you truly don't. What do you do? Well, there is a solution. Our old buddy, Steve Gibson, from the Security Now podcast, Netcast, podcast, whatever you want to call it, he has come up with an actual fix. It is a program called Never 10. You've heard of Never Trump, Never Hillary. Now we've got Never 10. So that you never have to go to Windows 10 and you never have to be nagged about it and you have to worry about clicking the X on the corner of the box or anything, it'll get rid of it. Where do you say, where do I find this? I can hear the desperation in your voices. It's right there on the screen. Check it out. Go to that URL, download this tiny little written in assembly language like most everything else that Steve Gibson does. And you download it, you run it, and poof. No more nagging to get you to Windows 10. Now, that's not to say that Microsoft won't beat you over the head in some other way in the future. But for right now, this will fix it to where they can't beat you as easily. They will try, though. Some way, somehow, they'll try. But anyway, that is the news for today on the Dr. Bill Show. Short show, but that's okay. This is a special edition announcement to help you never go to Windows 10 if you don't want to. Now, like I said, personally, I've gone to Windows 10 because I have ClassicShell.net, and it works for me, and everything's good. Everything's working and running. But I know some of you out there are just hard-headed, and you'll never go to Windows 10, so this is the way you do it. All right. Good. So, join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.